Blog Talk Radio.
It's another beautiful day on Brown Sugar Radio. Get ready to ignite a passion and purpose of overflow. Cherish the value of being you and nurture your soul. Handle your business like a boss and take full control. I invite you to engage upon a journey of greatness and use the gifts within that God has made. This is the time to win and not to lose. So sit back, relax, and take off the blues. Get ready for another exciting segment here on the hottest urban show on the internet. It's Brown Sugar Radio.
Welcome back, welcome back. It is the hottest urban show here on Blog Talk, your premier choice in podcast. I am lifestyle abundance coach Kim Bullock-Hennigs. Really excited to have you back. And for those of you who want to join us in the chat, it'll be open shortly here. So just stay locked and loaded because you know how we do on Brown Sugar Radio. I have an extraordinary guest for you tonight. She's no stranger to Brown Sugar Radio. She's actually been featured several times, not only a dear friend of mine, but also a business partner. And I love, and my look, my hairstylist, she calls herself a serial entrepreneur, for real, real, because she truly is. And, but today we're going to talk about the Lifestyle Challenge. And the Lifestyle Challenge has helped transform not only her life, but the lives of her loved ones. And in addition to myself, I'm actually doing the challenge. Can you believe it, y'all? So I want to welcome back the one and only Lucretia Harrison. Welcome back, Queen. How are you?
Hey, Queen. Thank you for having me on the show once again. I'm good.
Yes, how about you, girl? Okay. Listen, I'm feeling really good because we are into day 10 of the Lifestyle Challenge, and I had to have you live on Brown Sugar Radio to share about how it changed your life and what it's all about, you know, and how we're doing it. And I feel so good, and I'm not just saying that. For my loyal listeners, I want you to know the Lifestyle Challenge is a true lifestyle change. I've been doing it, and I haven't really been tempted because Lucretia provided so much information on how you can transition from a plant-based to a plant-based diet. And it's really been easier than I expected. So, I mean, let's get into it. Share with us how you began. Were you were vegan, right, not vegetarian?
Yes, when I first started, I was strictly vegan. Yes.
Was it 2 years, right?
It was 2 years, yes.
Okay.
2 years I was vegan.
Wow.
Go ahead.
Yes. No. I want you to share what was it that inspired you to transition and try the vegan lifestyle for 2 years and how it affected your life.
Okay. Well, before I get to talking about the lifestyle change challenge, I do have a disclaimer that I want to, you know, that I tell everybody that I talk to this about. Just to let them know, I am not a doctor or a medical advisor. You know, if you have serious issues, you must contact, you know, your physician. You know, if you have really bad health problems, I don't want to take on anyone who has serious health conditions. But the thing that I did to help my body, because like I told you before, Kim, you are in the challenge. It's called the Lifestyle Change Challenge. And the reason I started the challenge is because for 2 years I went strictly vegan, not because I wanted to. Nobody wants to. You know, some people do, but I didn't.
Right.
I was really sick.
Right. I
didn't.
Yeah.
You know, it's a hard change to make. But it was
right.
Something that I had to do because I had serious health issues. And after talking to a lot of women, a lot of people deal with the same thing that I was going through. And that's what made me end up changing my lifestyle.
And so you made a good point because you said it wasn't something you wanted to do, it was something you had to do. And
yes.
You had, you know, experienced some illnesses, all right? And at the time, we're looking at, here you are a full-grown woman, Okay, this isn't like you're doing it mm-hmm. as a toddler or as school age or even a teenager. You were eating meat, you know, and dairy for years and didn't realize
mm-hmm.
the effect
my whole life.
that it had right on your body. And so I love
yeah.
my chicken, okay? And that's why I was hesitant at first, like, sis, I don't know if I can do this. I'm like, girl, I love my chicken and I love my eggs and I love, which I found out today that I can eat my eggs. I was so happy because I'm like, oh, I like my poor egg. So, yes, I can have my egg.
And see, I don't want to interrupt, but that's the thing, too. Like, when you say that, and the reason why I call it the lifestyle change challenge, I don't say it's a vegan diet. It's not even a diet. It's something that you're changing and you're going to continue with, but you can't say you're vegan if you're eating eggs or certain things. So that's why I say the lifestyle change challenge.
Right.
But the fact that you're eating eggs wouldn't make you vegan.
So that would make us vegetarian.
And some people
then,
have
right?
that. Yeah, you could.
Is
yes,
that vegetarian?
It would make you vegetarian. There's so many different levels
that's
to diets and stuff. So.
That's why I thought I could not eat the egg. So vegan doesn't eat the egg, doesn't
no.
eat the cheese, milk. Okay, that's
when
right.
I was vegan for 2 years. I was totally plant based, so anything
wow.
you know that was plant.
Mm-hmm. And explain, how did your body feel in the beginning, right, when you were transitioning to the plant based diet, and then how did it feel much later?
Okay, well, first let me go ahead and tell everybody why I did it, because some of you guys might be experiencing some of the same. Both of my children are grown now, and from the time, I guess I had my first kid, which is cesarean, my second one was a cesarean.
Wait, hold
and
on
from
a
there,
minute, girl, I'm going to interrupt you, but listen, that just sounded crazy, you saying both of my kids are grown. I remember when they both was babies, Lord, okay. Girl, I'm like, oh, Lord, I'm getting old. Oh, gosh. Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead. I just have to say that. Okay.
So the fact that they
Lord.
Both are grown, my oldest is 23. Like, for, let's say, at least 20 years, I was dealing with chronic pain. And I'm sure it stemmed from having a cesarean. So I ended up, a couple years before I went vegan, I found out I had endometriosis. I had GERD, which is like a gastrointestinal, you know, all that, IBS. I had chronic back pain, neck pain, wrist from working because I'm a cosmetologist. So all of this stuff was going on with my body, and I would be going to the doctor, and the doctor would just keep giving me pain medicine. So for like over 20 years, I was just taking pain medicine. And anytime you're taking
mm-hmm.
pills like that, it's going to affect other things in your body.
Right.
So
That's
after a while,
true.
It's just like that wasn't working for me anymore. And it was just something
mm-hmm.
that she just kept giving me, but it wasn't working. So it was to the point where I had to take control of my own body. I couldn't depend on her to tell me what to do. I had to actually take control of my own body. And that's, you know, what I did. I ended up having to, I learned to heal my own body. I had to cleanse, detox, get all the toxins out. And that's when I started, you know, the journey of living a healthier lifestyle. And that's what I try to preach to everyone else. Like, you don't have to be
uh-huh.
on all this medication. You know, God put so much stuff on this earth for us, and we need to use the stuff
yes.
that he put on the earth to heal ourselves
mm-hmm.
and to eat, and, you know, that's what it's
Absolutely.
For.
Absolutely.
So.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And so you got tired of going to the doctor. And I didn't know if you wanted to share or not that part, so that's why I was like, I'll let her through. So you got tired of going to the doctor, and you felt like pretty much – it was the same result you were getting. What was it that made you say, you know what, let me look at the foods I'm eating? You know, because some people might have just thought, well, this is hereditary. My grandmother dealt with this.
Mm-hmm.
My mama dealt with this. You know, that's just how my body's made.
Well, to be honest, let me tell you, I didn't get tired of going to the doctor. I was going for those pills. I was going to get the medicine. You know, that was what I was dependent on. It wasn't that I was tired of it. It stopped working for me. And so many times, you know, you take stuff so much to where it just don't work. And when I would go
wow.
back, she didn't have no more solutions for me, so I had to figure it out
mm.
myself. And I'm glad that
wow.
she did run out of solutions, because if she hadn't, no telling where I would be at now. So you know, it just worked, you know, at the right time. She ran out of solutions, and that's when I had to figure out myself and also listen to my own body. And that's why I tell a lot of people, too, sometimes you have to stop. Your body will talk to you. It tells us all the time you're getting old. It tells us when our head hurt, when our knees hurt, when our back hurt. And we go to the doctor and let them know what's wrong. But see, I was letting her tell me and give me everything when I should have been listening to my own body and figuring out my own natural remedies and things to do. And that's what I eventually did. But it was because I had to. And that's what I say when, you know, everybody not just going to go vegan, everybody not just going to go on a diet because they feel like they don't have to until it's to that point where you really just feel like where you just don't have no other choice. And that's what it was for me. It's like I felt like I didn't have no other choice.
And it's really quite common. I mean, that's the normal thing all of us do. We go to the doctor. We're trusting our caregiver, our providers, you know, that they know what's best for us. And sometimes that's not always the case. You know, it's not always the case. As we learn, you know, there's different things that we can do and learn from the experiences that we've had. But you're right. When you keep going and you're not getting any results, that's when you have to look deep within to say, okay, what's really going on, you know? And so I applaud you for that because a lot of people would have did that. They just would have just kept suffering to this day.
Yeah.
And, yeah, absolutely. And so the Lifestyle Change Challenge, I love it because you share how, you know, it can help to energy, you know, promote weight loss, boost digestion, reduce inflammation, and increase mental focus. And it feels like at some point in our lives we're going to experience one or maybe even all of these, especially, right, inflammation in the body.
Yeah.
And I wanted to have you address that. Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. Let's talk about that. Inflammation in the body. Can you share with our listeners tonight how that affects your body?
Well, I mean, it'll have you feeling like you're overweight, like your whole body is like swollen. And let me tell you, I noticed a big change when I changed my lifestyle and started eating different because my wrist didn't even hurt as much as they used to. It was times where I couldn't do certain styles because of my wrist and my back.
I remember that.
You know, just like standing for long hours, like my body was just inflamed. And sometimes it just, you know, it's painful. Remember, it was times where I just couldn't do certain things because of all the inflammation. But once you detox and clean your body, then you take away that swelling.
So what causes inflammation? For those who are not familiar, to the best of your knowledge, and as she mentioned, there is a disclaimer. Let me get this chat open. Anyone that may have questions, certainly you can address them in the chat. And like I said, she did mention a disclaimer. She is not a medical professional. She's sharing based on her experience, okay, and what has worked for her. So make sure to please see your primary care physician and you get the green light. These are suggestions based upon what she has experienced for her life. I want to be very clear about that. Okay, so when it comes to inflammation, though, share, you know, you said that weight loss, I mean weight gain and pain. What are some of the things you did to help reduce your inflammation?
Well, just by detoxing and cleansing my body.
Okay.
Like the water that we drink, like I drink alkaline water. It helps balance the pH.
Yes,
a lot of dairy causes inflammation. And dairy causes inflammation. It also keeps, like, diseases, you know, going in your body. Once you detox and get all the toxins out of your body, then that's when you will, you know, take away the inflammation, take away some of the arthritis pain. You can lower your risk of heart disease and cancers and, you know, it's just a lot of stuff that goes along with what we put in our body. It even clears your mind when you start eating healthier. Like all these foods, it can have your body, you know, your brain, everything cloudy. So it's just all about getting rid of the toxins.
Time, you know, the brain fog, and then, you know, when you're sluggish or you're tired, and then the bloating. Oh, that's the thing that frustrates me because, as you know, I wrote in my book the chapter Battling Booty Doo, and it sounded funny, but it's a real situation we deal with as mothers after having children. And no matter how much I've exercised, detox, slimmed down, even though I did get down, certain foods, once like sodium, dairy, carbs, certain things you eat, that you start bloating again, you know, and it's just like, oh, my goodness. So, you know, you got to really be mindful of that. And what I learned is, okay, I still love my dairy, you know, I still love, you know, minimum sodium. I don't have to do too much. However, what I found is I avoid those foods when I have special engagements or you know, photo shoots, put things that I have to make sure that I'm looking right in my outfit or my clothes. Yeah. Your holiday, but in the holidays, look, it's game on, okay? I'm going to make sure I have that vanilla ice cream with that peach cobbler. But
haven't you learned during this challenge, there's so many substitutes for the stuff that we love. The cheese and the ice cream. They have non-dairy ice cream and, you know, all this stuff is made from plants. It's plant-based, but it tastes, you know, it can trick your mind to thinking that you're having a real thing. And a lot of people, when I first went vegan, like, it's been 3 years now. And like I said, you know, I did go all because, like I said before, the chicken wings are like, it's like my weakness. But for the last couple months, I have been off that again. But, you know, sometimes you dibble and dabble. You might go back or whatever. But for the most part, it's I know my body. So I know how much I can take of something. I know when to stop. I know when to detox. So I know my body. But there's so many substitutes. And when I first went, you know, like it's been 3 years. So when I first went, you know, you have a lot of people talking. All you eat is salad. All you eat is, you know, they make a joke about it. But now it's like everybody's on it.
Yep. They sure are. And, you know, what's interesting, yes, I learned a lot during, we actually had a, for those of you who were aware of the workshop that we had, was it a week ago, maybe a week and a half ago, and there were live demonstrations on how you can prepare meals to have healthy alternatives, right, versus the dairy and the meat. Yeah. And when I seen tacos being made and they were even had like a Chipotle link, I'm like, okay, I don't have to feel like I'm really depriving myself.
Yeah.
Because that was my biggest thing was the taste and also feeling like it was too expensive. You know, I'm like, why is it so expensive to eat healthy? And it's not. You gave us a lot of really, really great alternatives, even shared what stores to get them at, what deals. And so as I started really kind of opening up to trying this plant-based diet. Now, don't get me wrong. I've had plant-based meals, but never went longer than maybe one meal, and then I'm back on some meat like a couple hours later. This is the first time I've actually been 10 days. And, you know, I'm just like, okay, you know, just really feeling it. And I do feel more energetic. I can tell you that. And then the mucus. You know how when you get up in the morning and you, well, when you were on dairy, not now, and you hacking and you got the mucus when you first wake up, that is gone. That's gone. So I do feel good about that. And one other thing that I do love is the bloating is gone. So I don't have to bloat. And I've been waist training. You see in the group, girl, I've been putting my waist training in. But I do. I feel good. You know, I really do. I feel that I do have more energy. And the challenge is, like I said, only day 10. I'm really excited because we still got 50 more days to go, and that's perfect. That's right on time for summer. I'm going to let me go and get this waist fit while I'm in the process. But let's talk about what is it exactly for those who really aren't familiar with the challenge, the lifestyle change challenge. What are the foods that you shared with us not to eat? I know we talked about you being vegan for 2 years, but tell us for the challenge, what instructions you provided for us.
Okay, well, for the challenge, because, okay, this is like my fourth group doing a lifestyle change challenge with. The last three groups, it was strictly plant-based only, so they were doing what I did. Now, for this group, I did say plant-based, but you can have a minimum amount, like, because I know it was hard for some people to just go strictly no meat or dairy. So with this one, I did say that if you had to, you can have stuff like seafood, which would be like shrimp or salmon, and then for the chicken, if you wanted like chicken breast or, you know, something very lean. But I, you know, prefer no meat, no dairy. Dairy is the worst. It's the worst part of it. So if you had to have a little bit of protein, like I said, fish or chicken, but, you know, I would stay away from all dairy. But most of the people in the group so far, everybody's staying away from all the meat. And, you know, they've been sticking to the meal guide. I do provide a meal guide with the challenge, and it seems like everybody, you know, is sticking to the meal guide. Because, like I said, they have so many substitutes out there, you know, it makes it easy.
Yeah.
But the main thing is, you know,
really
drinking your water
easier.
For sure.
Yeah.
You have to drink
the water.
Yep.
I like that, the lemon water is my favorite. And I even add cucumber in mine sometimes, too, to kind of make it a little more refreshing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I do appreciate that. And then you have us on, so no dairy, no meat.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're drinking the alkaline water. Were you inspired from this, from the Dr. Phoebe diet, or what was it that?
Yes.
Helps you.
Well,
uh-huh.
See, what it was when I first, like I said, when the doctor ran out of solutions for me, I really just got on Google and started searching up all the stuff that was wrong with, you know, all the conditions that I was suffering from, and everything was leading back to, you know, my diet. They, you know, they tell you the type of stuff to eat or the stuff to stay away from. And it was like the stuff to stay away from was everything, everything that wasn't a plant. So
you're like, I can't eat nothing.
The more I started searching, I ran into the Dr. CB, you know, his alkaline diet. That's what it was. And it listed everything that you should eat, everything that puts acid. It's like a pH balance scale. So everything that's on the acidity side of the scale you don't want, and everything that's on the alkaline side of the scale is what you're supposed to have. So I swear, like, for the first 3 months, if I'm, you know, calculating right, I was on strictly, like, greens. Like, I would make collard greens, cabbage greens, kale greens. And, you know, I would get the vegan, the plant-based, you call it vegan or plant-based, sausages and, you know, different types of meat to pair with it. But I strictly was on greens. I was making stuffed bell peppers with the mushrooms. Mushroom was like mine because it is expensive.
That, was that during
to, you know,
I was doing
some foods could be expensive.
Challenge?
It was, and you want, you know, I was gonna join your challenge, but I was already deprived from the meat. I'm like, okay, I can't just go strictly to smoothies. So, you know, I participated as much as I could, but yeah.
I love it. Yep, because that's what I did. But mine was basically to get rid of that stomach child. Okay, I wasn't having health issues. I was having belly issues. Okay. I got tired of people asking me, girl, what do you do? What your baby do? Girl, there ain't no baby. My baby at the time was 12 or 13. I was over it. But you're right. The healing with food is really good. The darker the vegetable, the better. You know, the greener, the better.
Mm-hmm.
And I also did the smoothie, the 10-day, no, was it 10 or 14? I think it was 10-day green smoothie challenge. And during that time, that's when I got featured in Woman's World. Yep, for doing that. And then people started following me like, oh, my goodness, how did you lose the weight? Because, you know, you can't just lose weight in your belly. You lose it everywhere. And I remember just being uncomfortable in my clothes. You know, stuff was getting too tight, and it was real just a mess. And I said, I don't feel good about myself. It was my energy and then not looking good in my clothes for me.
Yeah.
But I'm really glad that I was introduced to that because now I know what herbs to use, you know, with supplements to take. I can get back in the kitchen and do the 10-day smoothie cleanse, right, and the detox, and I want to get more into the detox in a moment, and get my body right back on track.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's how you feel. Now you slowly reintroduce some of the foods you couldn't eat.
Mm-hmm.
However, you know your limit now, and you feel it, don't you? In your body?
Yeah. If I eat something, which the only thing that I would eat that's meat-related is chicken wings, or some type of chicken. I don't eat beef. I don't eat pork. But, like, my weakness was chicken wings. I don't do dairy. I like the dairy substitutes. I wasn't a milk drinker anyway, so I do almond milk. But, yeah, if I have a weakness, it's going to be chicken wings, and I'm still looking for something, you know, that compares to that, which I have found different options. And so far I've been good. Like, I can easily not have it, but, you know, every once in a while you just want it.
Yeah, it ain't nothing wrong with that because you learn how to get your, how to basically bring your body back into alignment. It was all out of alignment, you know, and you had a lot of different things going on. And so that's what's beautiful about this. It's allowed you to have the tools now necessary to heal your body and to bounce back. Mm-hmm. And you know, okay, I can have these foods, but it has to be in moderation now. Whereas before, it probably was a daily lifestyle. You were consuming them.
Yes.
You know, and so I love that. Let's also talk about CBD, healing with herbs, healing with natural things on the earth for pain. And yes, the foods do probably, I'm sure, help with pain as well. But I want to talk about, you know, as far as using CBD. And I want for my loyal listeners to know CBD is not THC, okay? So this CBD. And this is the form, the Cleisha will explain it to you, the form of hemp, is it, from the or from the hemp plant that actually helps to heal the body and relieve pain. Let's talk about that.
Yes. Well, like I've told people before, I got into the CBD because, you know, for the people who know me, I am an active THC user, and I do have a medical card and everything, and that was something that I was already using. So once I went, once I started my lifestyle change and I got rid of the pain medicine, I was still using, you know, my regular medical marijuana. And with using that, I ended up started researching that more and found out that the CBD has even more benefits as the THC. CBD heals way more things than the THC, and it's also non-psychoactive. So that means you're not getting high at all. That's why you can go to the grocery store, corner store, and they sell it in a store now. CBD is not psychoactive, so it's not going to get you high. It doesn't work with your mind. It actually works with the body. And there's a lot of things that it does heal, which would be like the pain. It helps with PTSD, sleep, stress. Shows glaucoma, you know, digestive issues. So it's like over, it's over like probably 1,000 benefits, you know, that you can get from CBD.
And so I'm really glad that you said that, Lucretia. So THC is for the head, CBD is for the body.
Well, it's THC is for the mind.
The mind,
CBD,
okay.
Like, you know, if you want to think about it that way, it's more for your mind. And the CBD is more for your body, so you're not going to get high.
Okay.
It's more just like a like taking an Advil or something. And I'm not saying it's the same equivalent, but I'm just saying, you know, it's not. Yeah, it's not going to get you high at all. It will
and
relax
you. And I actually
use
the. I actually use the honey sticks, and I like those in my tea. And it's just a subtle, you know, like if I have any pain in my neck and shoulders. Doesn't it also help with inflammation?
And that's what I started using. Like I said, because I was suffering, you know, because I have endometriosis and I have carpal tunnel, I would start rubbing the cream on my wrist. And, I mean, it helped my knees, like just back pain. You can rub it anywhere. And because I like to, when I find out something, I like to tell other people. Like I said, I'm a hairstylist, so I have clients. I have older clients. Now I have it in my salon. And, you know, I educate them about it because a lot of them are on pain medicine because of arthritis and, you know, different pain. And I introduce them to the pain relief cream, the CBD cream, and they just, like, they come back and just keep buying. A lot of them have got off of the pain medicine and use the CBD. And you can use it, come in different forms, so just depending on what what your target issue is how you will want to use it. But it all, you know, come in different forms.
Now, do you see one form work better than other? Let's say the cream works better for muscle aches and pains, you know, externally than the drops or the gum, you know.
Well, like I said, it just depends on what you have, because I have a cream and I have a roll-on for joint pain. So if somebody have pain in their back, they might want to use the cream. But if somebody have pain, you know, like somewhere where you want to rub like a muscle balm, you know, they would use that. If somebody have internal pain, like what you call it, like nerve pain, they may want to use the drops. They may want to take the tincture, which is something you would take every day. You might, like, I drop some in my tea or in my water underneath my tongue, like, every day. And that'll just help start balancing your body. You can use it before you work out. There's benefits to it before you work out. So I always recommend anybody go on and just look up all the, you can Google this stuff. Look up the benefits of CBD. And they'll, you know, it's just like so much.
Wow. It really is. And you enlighten me on a lot of things because, like I said, I thought it was the same plant-based as THC. And that's when you're like, no. You know, you said cannabis. You broke it down like how you just shared now. And so that's what made me decide to begin to try it because I really wanted to heal my body as well with natural remedies.
Yeah.
And I get sick. You know, there's a lot of things that, a lot of side effects they don't talk about in the medical industry when it comes to absorbing these pills on the regular, not only like addictions, but we got to deal with our liver, which was really, really big for me. That's why I really love doing the green smoothie cleanse, taking certain herbs and stuff to really cleanse and detox the body. And I want to talk about detoxification now because taking all those pills really hits your liver, and a lot of people don't realize that. It damages your body. And so you got to be careful, you know, how long you're taking them, what you're taking, what you're mixing with what. That's the other thing. Are you mixing it with pills and alcohol? You got to be very careful because we've seen a lot of loved ones and celebrities pass away from accidentally mixing prescription drugs and thinking it's cool because, you know, doctor's out of my medicine and they have a glass of wine or a glass of alcohol of their choice, and then they end up, you know, passing away from that. So with detoxification, show us some of the methods that you use, Lucretia. I've seen some of the teas in the chat, which I can't wait. I'm getting my care package, y'all, this week. I'm getting my care package. I can't wait. But not only with tea, show some of the methods you've used to help cleanse your body and detoxify it.
Well, like you already mentioned, the teas, there's different detox teas, and I do use, you know, I try different ones. That's the thing about me. I will try different stuff. You don't want to just get stuck on the same thing. So you could try different detox teas. Also, the alkaline water, because it's helping balance your pH, is going to help cleanse.
Yeah,
so that's another one. Also, you already mentioned the CBD. That's another thing. Like I said, you're dropping it in your water underneath your tongue. Yes, because what that is doing is helping balance your body too. Yes.
I knew it helped with pain.
Some of the food,
CBD
helps
with
green
detoxes. Okay.
Yes. Look it up. It helps with some of everything. I mean, there's a lot it helps with. And because, you know what, another thing that people don't know, like we already have, and I don't want to say this wrong because I don't have my paperwork in front of me, but what we have in our body, the same thing that the Advil and Tylenol, that type of stuff, it works with the receptors that's already in our body. We already have a form of some type of CBD in our body. So it's like once you take it, it's just the receptors working together. So a lot of people don't know that either.
Wow.
So that's why it's good to research it.
Yep, yep. I love that. Wow. See, didn't know that either. That's awesome. And so we have, you know, so it works better using natural remedies ultimately, you know, than trying to use other forms to relieve pain.
Yeah.
And what about colon cleansers? What do you think of those when it comes to detoxifying the body? Have you found those effective or, like, even colonics?
Well, I haven't used none of that stuff. Yeah, I never used a colon cleanser. I just used my teas and my food. So my food, that's what's doing the work.
Right. Okay. And I appreciate that, you know, letting us know you haven't used it. So that's not something you can really speak on. And so, but I do appreciate the fact that the greens, the foods, those are all really, really good sources of detoxifying and cleansing the body.
There's certain foods that will make you go. Like my mom, she's always talking about prune juice.
Right.
So, like, you know, it's different things. So.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I love it. Well, I have definitely appreciated your time tonight and you really just breaking down, you know, what we can do to heal our bodies naturally. I've always felt like holistic health is the best way to go. And not only is it for your body, but your mind, as you were sharing, you know, the brain fog and, you know, just having that mental clarity. So it's a three-part series. I'm looking at it spiritually, you know, just cleansing your body. I think of Queen Esther in the Bible, how she did a detox and she did a cleanse, you know, to prepare for her king.
Mm-hmm.
But not only in the physical realm, how we fast and we pray and we get breakthroughs and limiting certain foods in our body. I look at the challenge as a 60-day fast, honestly, you know, for me personally, not for everyone else, but, you know, fasting from meat, fasting from dairy to heal my body and to heal my mind and to heal my soul. And that's what how I've been getting through it. Maybe that's why I'm so strong 10 days in. But I've and then having the other healthy alternatives definitely helps, because 10 years ago we didn't have the things we have now. You know, so that's definitely been a plus. But, yeah, I look at it spiritually, and I connect it as, okay, God, I need to declutter my mind, you know, realign my soul and get my body back on track. And so I appreciate you offering this challenge. I love it. I love the engagement. You know, I'm in there every day, girl, posting what I'm eating, posting my waist training. I'm an active participant.
Yes. But it keeps us all motivated. Like when everybody do it together, it motivates each other. So.
It really does. And that's what I love about the challenge. It's basically... Why is someone calling me when I'm on? Hold on a minute. I'm on the air. Someone calling me. I'm like, good grief. But you're right. What it does is it raises our accountability also to each other, you know, as we're looking. Because, you know, I go a couple of days, you go say, okay, Kim ain't posted in the group a couple of days. Where is she? What's going on with it? You go reach out.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we do to keep each other, you know, in the loop and to help inspire one another. So I just want to tell you that you've really helped me to take my health, and not that I took it for granted, because I've always been a health nut, if that's the word that you call it, but be more cautious of what I eat. Now looking at the labels, I'm reading more, you know what I mean? And really, okay, how much sodium does this have in it? You know, what does this have dairy in it? Does this product have, you know, meat? I'm really, really looking at the labels now and watching what I put in my body. And so I appreciate that you took the time to create this challenge for us, because I know you did it previously, but never really took it upon myself to say, you know what, let me try this. You know, I just felt like, okay, that's something good for her, you know.
Yeah.
And then when you started telling me all the benefits, I said, well, wait a minute, this might be good for me. because I didn't realize all of the benefits that you can get. So before we close out, were there any final thoughts or anything else you'd like to share? If anyone wanted to come in and join the challenge, could they join, or is it too late? Are we too far in the game now? Kind of share with us that.
Well, right now, this challenge there's no one can join until they come to the next workshop. Now I like to do the workshop before the challenge, because I don't want to get people in and either I've had times where people discourage the other, you know, participants because they want to post food, you know, like meat or, you know, just kind of do their own thing. And I like for people to come to the workshop first and really get an understanding of it, learn what's going on before they actually join. So the next time we're going to have a workshop will be, okay, we got 50 days for this challenge, but I try to do it every 30 days. So in right now we're at 10. So in about 20 days, we'll start a new 30-day group.
Okay, good. And then my mind will be nice and
so
clear.
So just look out for the information.
Yes, that's going to be nice. And then they can continue with us for the following 30, or will they have to do the 60?
Yes, and 30 days after that, it'll just keep, you know, people can join every 30 days.
So are you
going to
continue
we'll do a workshop
on this live? Oh, beautiful. Okay, I love that. And that's really good because it's going to help to bring an awareness that we as a community were not fully informed of. Because I know I myself personally was not. And so there's a lot of different things that we need to educate ourselves on instead of just looking at it and judging it, you know. And I say that because we receive so many different opinions when it comes to the CBD. And I want for people to learn more about it instead of knocking it. Learn, do your research, ask questions. Lucretia is going to share where she can be contacted at if you have any. And then do you offer coaching or right now is this the capacity of your serving and helping with the group and the challenge? You don't offer coaching on this yet?
No, I do offer, like if somebody want one-on-one coaching, yes, I can offer I do offer one-on-one coaching. Or you can, like I said, join the challenge. It opens up every 30 days, though.
So. Okay, wonderful. Good. All right. So make sure you guys connect with Lucretia. She's going to share where she can be reached at. And, you know, your health is priceless. Your health is your wealth. You know, and without that, you really don't have anything. You can be a millionaire. But if your health has deteriorated in the process, you're still broke. So make sure, Lucretia, go ahead and shout out, okay, facts. Make sure I want for you to shout out your social media contact and how they can reach you for more information.
Yes, okay, you guys can reach me on Instagram and Facebook at Lucretia Harrison. So the spelling is Lucretia Harrison is the last name. Reach me on all social media platforms, and I will be posting every time we have a workshop coming up and another challenge going on. It'll be posted there. You can also DM me, you know, if you have interest on one-on-one coaching. And also my email is lucretia@msn.com. You can always reach me there, too.
Okay, fabulous. And we are going to have it's going to be a virtual workshop that Lucretia and I are putting together. Can't wait for you guys to learn more information about it. But mark your calendars for August 22nd at 2 p.m., and it's going to be Restoring Hope and Healing. Since this month is Mental Health Awareness, you know, why not learn more on how you can better your mental health? Not only your body, your mind has to be at optimal health as well. And so make sure, like I said, keep it locked, mark your calendar, spread the word. We have an incredible event that myself, Lucretia, and I also have a licensed therapist that will be joining us. In addition to Kayla, my daughter will be speaking, and it's going to be an incredible event, virtual. And this is the best part of it all. It's complimentary. There's no fee. So just stay tuned for that, Brown Sugar Radio Mom listeners, and make sure that you join us for that event on the 22nd. Did you have any other information or events coming up, Lucretia?
At this time, I don't have any. Well, actually, I do have an event coming up. We do have a Levitation of Love luncheon coming up. Now, that one is, I'll be sending out information on that one. If you follow me on social media, you'll see everything that's coming up with me. So that's about it. I just have one last thing to say, though. I do want everybody to start listening to your body. Please listen to your body and make sure you respond, you know, when you see something wrong.
I love that. That's right. Listen to your body. Don't blow it off. And don't wait forever to go to the doctor. I can't stand that. Mm-hmm. You see somebody, and they're like, girl, I said, how long have you been having that thing? Girl, about 2 years. Now, 2 years? Girl, yeah. You just finished the doctor. Did they nag you to give you some news they didn't want to hear? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You could have been took care of that 2 years ago. I love it. Well, thank you once again.
Too late.
For too late. For real. I appreciate you, my friend. I just really want you to know that this means a lot to me. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come and pour into my loyal listeners. And, you know, you're always welcome back. And when you're ready to do the next workshop, you know, if you want to come on and talk about it and get people involved, we can do that. So definitely, yes, indeed, let me know. And I'm always here for you, my friend. So with that said, we're going to go ahead and close. And I will see you tomorrow night. We have a – this week I got a triple header because my schedule is super busy, so I had to get all three shows in this week. We've got another show tomorrow night if you want to learn how to build your empire as an entrepreneur with Boss Lady Shanita Schamberger. Then Thursday night, if you want to learn how to go viral, right, with your social media, we've got TikTok star Sonya Red, who has over 1 million followers. If you want to learn how to build your following, please join us this Thursday, all right? So other than that, I don't have anything else I want for all my loyal listeners. Please share the word about Brown Sugar Radio. Invite your friends and family back to the show and tell them to like and comment on Facebook and Instagram, okay? All right, well, we're going to go ahead and close for this evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where empowerment is extraordinary. Make it a fantastic day. Good night.